Cleveland?
Leslie Clark?
Here.
Charles Frederick?
Present.
Ariana Gladney? Jan Goodman has requested an excused absence. Tej Grewalt?
She's here somewhere.
Steve Kaiser?
Here.
Maggie LaPique?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Reza Forrest? Steve Fry?
Here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Dorothy Wright?
She requested an excused absence, but she's on the way.
Myla Reason?
Here.
Mansoor Sabah?
Haja.
Fernando Velasquez. Roll has been taken.
Thank you.
We're quorum.
So for communication, I think that we all established ground rules for communication in regards to these meetings. I won't read through the ground rules. So let's just move on to the next order of business. Jonathan contacted me and he's coming. He's running late.
Okay.
So thank you. Can we have two volunteers for the Pacific Timekeeper? One to keep the Timekeeper segment? Or
individual?
You'll do individual?
Reverse.
Okay, individual. Can we have a volunteer? Thank you, Mentor. You'll keep the segment time. Thank you. Everyone has been given the agenda. If you haven't, I there's a tray with the agendas and them out by Leslie. You can grab one. Maggie. Maggie. Grab it. It is just Jonathan, so they're not all gone. Right there.
We got an extra one.
Okay, perfect. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the agenda?
So, we're going to go to approve the minutes.
Yeah.
Are the agenda?
The agenda. So has everyone had an opportunity to review the agenda?
No.
No?
We're reviewing it now.
Okay. Need a couple more minutes.
Let everyone take a moment to review the agenda. If there are no changes in regards to the agenda,
is there a motion about the bylaws motion to move it on the agenda?
Bylaws?
I would like to propose that, if it's all right with the general manager, that we designate, because we have so many, are we going to have Q&A during the 40 minutes? No, so we can't let the poll. I would rather have 30 minutes for the report at the beginning and then 20 minutes for the, so it would be the same amount of total time, but I would like to have 20 minutes for the board Q&A instead of just 10, if that would be all right with Leslie. So
I'm kind of it, but I can try to couple slides, I suppose.
Oh, you've got a whole
I've got a slide presentation, that's what I'm doing over here. Oh, we're going to talk about the budget today.
Okay, but it just leaves so very little time for the Q&A.
Well, that's a good point.
Pardon me?
I second your motion. Make it 20 minutes if I can.
Well, leave it 30 minutes, but add another 10 minutes to the
Q&A. Well, what I'm
Q&A.
Saying is,
I can argue
through it.
I can argue through it.
Necessary.
Yes,
it'll
have to
necessary.
Definitely will fit down her to the 20 minutes, so we'll take the additional 10 minutes on the Q&A.
Exactly.
Okay. I believe Leslie was in agreement to.
Sure. Thank you, Leslie.
No problem. Were there any other changes to the agenda or requests?
Point of information. So are we keeping the GM's report at 30 and then she's going to have an additional 10 on Q&A or?
20.
20 and 20.
That doesn't
impact
your presentation?
Oh, it does. Yes, it does.
I will manage. If that's the will of the body, I will manage. I'll take this time to hide a few slides and we'll roll.
Okay, just note, Fernando Velasquez has just arrived as Reza Poor. Are there any other late arrivals that I should know about?
Barbara's going to be here in a few minutes.
Okay. I believe there was was there a motion to move the Pacifica bylaws motion before the delegates assembly?
I don't think we had a motion for that.
Would somebody care to make that motion?
It's already on the agenda as before the delegates
assembly.
It's already in that position.
I'm sorry. Where is that?
At the bottom of the top page, at the bottom it says Pacifica bylaws before recess.
I'm sorry, so that's already there, so we don't need to make the motion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Roberta. Sorry.
Okay, if there are no other changes, we'll move to approve. Thank you. Are there any objections?
A
second. A second. Look at minutes. Of the agenda.
As amended.
Did we deal with the delegate assembly?
We decide whether to proceed, and that's where we go. There's one motion
first.
Then we do it.
I'd like to move that we pass the agenda as amended.
Second.
Objections? The agenda has been passed down the minutes. Next order of business, the minutes. Everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes.
If there are no objections, the minutes then as submitted. Next item of business is set time curtain to adjourn. Is there a motion to set time curtain?
2:00.
Second.
Motion has been made for time curtain 2:00 and second. If there are no objections, we'll have a time curtain 2:00 to adjourn. All right, we'll move right to the general manager's report.
Well, that was quick.
I'm sorry, were the minutes approved?
Yes. No.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So it's 10:53.
Okay.
Sharon, could you pull that chair up from
the table? Yeah. All right. It is that time of year again, folks. Once again, it is budget time. One of your jobs is to consult on the budget. That's one of your bylaws requirements. And I'm here today to ask you for your budget priorities. But before I do that, I want to give you some idea of what our fiscal position is, looking at 2017.
Excuse me, would anyone object if I turn the lights down?
Please.
That would be great.
Please do. Roberta, can you pull that bottle out of the Perrier bottle out of the field of vision? Thank you.
All right. Let's start here. This is our timeline for completion of the budget. As you can tell, I'm supposed to have had this done by June 15th, but since I just got notice of this on June 1st, and we didn't have a meeting until now, here we are. I have met with the staff, and I have met with the finance committee, and they've seen basically the same presentation. I've updated a bit, but they've seen it. My goal is by June 30 to have a draft budget to distribute. It is on you to review it at your July meeting, make changes, corrections, whatever. And then it goes into the process with the National Finance Committee taking it over from there and moving it forward until September 30th. Hopefully the PNB approves a consolidated budget of all the foundation units. And we move into fiscal year 17. All right, I am simply showing you this, which is a comparison of fiscal year 16 to date, plus the budget for the remainder of the year on the left, and our budget for this year on the right. I'm showing you this only because there's not much difference. Okay? And I'm going to use the numbers on the left throughout this presentation. The numbers that are October to May from the income statements plus the budget from June to September for this year. Okay. This is what it looks like. If we take this year... Oh, wait. If we take this year's revenue and this year's expenses... We add in the cost of bringing the staff back to full time. We subtract out the fact that we're not having two elections this year. Everything else is the same. Okay, this is my starting point. We are down by $356,000. We also have off-budget items. Our current estimate of premiums is about $77,000. That may be about $70,000 now. Internal advances from the national office and other stations are $249 and change. We still owe the Material World Foundation $25,000. We still have a $47,000 debt to Pitney Bowes that we pay off every month, little by little. Actually, we hold that steady. We can't afford to really pay it off, but that's a pretty stable figure right now. And we owe for some bills that were run up for computers and supplies and to the tune of about $4,000. That means our total indebtedness is $403,459. Now, the key to making a budget next year under any circumstances is that we simply maintain that bill with Pitney Bowes that I inherited. Okay. We simply maintain that and we don't pay back the national office. Okay. If we do those two things, if our national board rep can keep
the national office from demanding repayment of those bills, and that is going to be on the national board members to do that. Our indebtedness dropped to $106,000. Okay. So, we put those two numbers together with the money we made this year, and we're short $473,000. We have two great unknowns here. One is arbitration, one is the union contract. We're negotiating with the union this summer. I have no idea how that's going to go, and I still have no determination on arbitration. We met with them about a week ago. They made their proposal. We simply asked questions, and we're back at the drawing board. I don't concur with their numbers necessarily, and I'm recrunching those. But that's that situation. So ultimately, folks, if we continue at our current per day fund drive, which is about $25,000 a day, we see about 80% of that. That's $20,000 a day in a fund drive. Our current expenses plus debt are going to come up at $3.3 million. That's 163 fund drive days if we did it all in fund drive. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. What are your priorities for the budget?
I'm wondering whether it would be a good idea to try to settle with SAG-AFTRA so we don't incur more arbitration fees. What kind of arbitration fees are we likely to incur if we continue to drag out the process?
So far we paid $2,800 in arbitration fees, $2,009.
So what might it look like if the arbitration continues?
I don't think it would be more than another $1,000.
And have you explored a settlement offer, or have you discussed this settling with them as opposed to dragging it out?
Yes.
And so can you?
No, I can't. I'm so sorry. The arbitration is confidential. I sent you all documents that I received from the arbitrator that the lawyer determined was in fact public information. I am bound by the rules of the arbitration not to discuss any of the offers made, not to discuss any of the details. And I'm sorry, but the National Finance Committee asked me the same thing, and I asked, would you indemnify me if I broke confidentiality? And they wouldn't do it. So
what can you tell us in terms of when this process might reach completion?
Next couple of weeks.
Roberta?
One of the things you mentioned as you was adjusting the figures has to do with, I recall how you said it, we're not doing two national elections.
Right.
Well, I'm assuming you're referring to things that would poll the membership as a whole regarding there is a local election.
Right.
And what are the things that you have factored into the budget for at least local election costs? And what is the contingency if there is a national election? Who covers that? The PMB or?
What national election?
Well, as you said in your introductory remarks, yeah, when you were adjusting things, in view of the fact that we will not be having two national elections. So I wanted some clarification on what you had originally thought we'd be supporting in that and what we aren't supporting yet.
Maybe I misspoke, but there's only one election cycle this year, and that's the $24,000 that is in there.
So there's no contingency that if there would be a national election having to do with some dramatic structural change for legal reasons where the whole membership votes, you haven't, nobody's factoring that in.
Nobody's factoring that in. Let me explain. Last year, the National Finance Committee essentially told us we cannot predict greater income than we received this year, and we can't predict anything that we can't document. That was their bottom line going into the budget discussion. So, you know, random stuff, that's off budget.
Ken.
Not impossible, just off budget.
Ken?
I have two questions, give very simple answers. Has a business manager been hired and signed?
No.
Okay. You know, you said you just received notice about presenting the budget. I don't understand that. It's in the bylaws.
On June 1st, I received that timetable I gave you.
From?
The national office, the CFO.
Okay.
When it starts June 15th.
Other than that, there would have been no plan for a budget. Okay.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said it. You said it, you just received notice, but you were aware that it was due in June.
Yes. And here we are in June, and I'm doing it. So
okay.
We are 4 days late because they said June 15th instead of June 19th.
Okay. Next question is, are you including in the debt to National payments for Pacifica Radio Archives that
yes.
we owe?
Yes.
So your plan includes excluding the payments at the Pacifica Radio Archives?
No. These are past due debts from fiscal year 15. Okay, that my plan includes, as we have throughout fiscal year 16, paying the national office and paying the archives.
Okay, very good. And what about the...
That would be the $500,000 on the screen right now.
Okay. The $500,000?
Central
services. I see, yeah, current central services. And does it include the cost of fulfilling the past premium obligations?
That's in the indebtedness that I showed you. That's the $77,000. It's a ways down.
Okay, so that's not for current
there
fund
is.
Drives.
Correct.
For planned fund drives.
Correct.
Okay.
That's built into these figures under development expenses. Right there.
That's okay, there you go. Thank you.
Right here? Yes. Sam Agrawal, our chief financial officer, told us on the national board that simply making budget cuts will not be adequate at any of our stations, that we must start considering revenue improvement. Now, there has been some degradation in our revenue because of recent changes that have been made in the programming and in the website, the current dysfunctionality of the website. I would like to see a plan from you for revenue improvement, and the board already voted on several measures to reverse some of the changes which have negatively affected our gross income at KPFK. For instance, restoring
you have
the
question.
Okay, so the question and
hey guys, I'm out of the gallery.
I'll get to Q&A. I'll get to the question. So I would like to see a plan for revenue improvement and an itemized budget the way we're used to getting it.
We'll have that on June 30th.
Okay, and I'd
that's
like to see it
for that.
Okay, but in order for the LSC to approve it, first of all, it should be going through the Finance Committee. And
they will have it by June 30th.
Okay.
They will be able to review it in July before it comes to this body.
So I would like to know when you're going to hire a business manager and are you going to get us a plan for revenue improvement?
I don't know about the plan for revenue improvement because, as I said, last year the national board would not accept any plans for revenue improvement that I proposed. They insisted that we work with the same income that we had in fiscal year 15. So I don't really see that that's going to have much consequence on the budget. As far as the business manager goes, as soon as I can find somebody who answers their phone, I will be happy to bring you one. I'm working very closely with Sam. Our candidate has stopped answering his phone at this point. His phone has been disconnected. And there we are. I thought it was not a good sign. We asked him to sign off for a background check, and he completely disappeared. So I'm working very closely with Sam. He's aware of the situation. We are going to go back to the 80-some candidates we had, I suppose, although I'm waiting for directions from him.
Charles?
to me, it's very clear that in order to...
Mike!
We haven't used Mike the whole
time. It's clear that in order to reverse our current situation, we need to increase listenership. And a part of that outreach has to be through the website. So when someone does become aware of us, their first hit or their second hit might not even be to be, listen over the radio. It might be to find us on the web. First of all,
your question.
My question is, two things. One is the budget's beautiful or horrible, however you want to look at it. But what we need is from this body and from yourself working together, we need a plan for outreach that will bring in new listeners. And I'm wondering if, along with your other duties, creating a user-friendly website is more than you can take on at the moment.
I have a committee working on it.
Okay. I don't want to take up a lot of this body's time.
Let me say, the website has not fundamentally changed. It is the same template. It is the same information that's always been there. Okay? Some of the information has been updated over time, but it's the same core block of information that has been there for years. I agree. We need a more contemporary website. There's no doubt about that. Okay? We also have some parameters around it. For instance, it has to be a format that virtually anybody can use because we want our programmers to be posting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have to use something that's relatively cheap for obvious reasons. I'm not going to get into a $5,000, $4,000 contract with somebody to design us a website.
That's cheap.
So my guess is it's not going to look like KPFA's no matter what we do. I can do a wire format template like theirs, but I'm not sure our staff could keep up with it. There are considerations here, and that's why the committee. It's not something we do overnight. It's something that needs to be planned out with branding, with accessibility, and I don't mean just... programmers' accessibility, but our current website is not accessible for disabled folks, and that needs to change. There are a lot of considerations in redesigning the website, and not something I would take on in a weekend.
I did email to you and to this body my impressions of the last time I signed on, and I'm looking at it now, and it seems to be much the same. I'm noting that instead of there being a listing at the top of with links to various events or programs or pages, there's a scroll. And anybody who knows anything about designing websites knows that when a person comes to a banner and it's one,
I understand.
A scroll
it is
and
a
the
blog
other,
style. Right. I'm looking for the question here, but it's a blog style website. That's what was inherited. That's what's 10 years old. I get that. And if you want to come in and lay out a new website and show me a demo on,
Well, I'd be interested in working with your committee on that. I don't know. I don't have the expertise myself to really. I've done a couple websites, but I'm not that fluent. So.
Thank you, Charles. Mentor.
All right. All right.
Yep. I'll pick up on that. And that is relative to the budget of KPFA. $5,000 really is nothing. for a good website website designer. Because if you considered in the past, through the website, we brought in a lot of money during the fund drive. So if you reverse your thinking about this, it might help us a little bit better to consider.
So is this body authorizing me to go $5,000 off budget?
No. No, sir, can you asking you a question.
Okay.
So
I'm jumping ahead. We only have 20 minutes for these questions, and I...
And we're 13 minutes into that. We got 7 minutes left.
All right. So the question is, can we change your mind? Can you change your mindset about two things? Number one, hire somebody who can do a better website that would bring us money. And two, I don't know when was the last time that PNB impeded anybody from coming up with a plan to bring extra revenue outside of raising money on the air to any of our radio stations. So we should consider that, raising more money.
Two answers. One, $5,000 plus the budget. We do not have an extra $5,000 in the website category. And I would not go ahead with that. If you look, I've been fairly careful about staying within costs here, within the budgeted costs. If this body wants to bust the budget, I will defend it to the CFO with your backing. Second, to your point about raising money, I absolutely agree with you. The PNB would totally support off-air fundraising. The finance committee, however, is fairly conservative, and they are not going to let us present a budget based on revenues that we have not demonstrated we can bring in. That's the problem. Now, let me say to that, for those of you who are thinking ahead, we have 4 months left in this year. If we can significantly increase that revenue line in the remaining 4 months of this year, then I can go to the finance committee with that increased revenue line. Okay, and say, no, we've got $3 million this year, not 2.7, so we only have to cut X amount. We still have 4 months to bring in that revenue. And I know you folks, you know, you keep saying, of course, and you're right, the airwaves are far and away the best way to raise money. However, when we talk about off-air fundraising, that's something you all can do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Certainly as well as any staff.
What do you recommend in the way of off air fundraising? What are you thinking about there?
Well, I can tell you how to raise $25,000 real fast.
Continue.
We're on the edge of our seat.
Don't send out plate mailers this year and donate the money to KPFK instead.
Thank you.
That's real.
Okay. So your revenue figures here, are these year to year? Is this 15 to 16 next to each other?
No. This is 16 actual to 16 budget.
15 actual to 15?
15 this year actual.
And that's on the right?
Yeah, on the left. October to May actual plus the budget from April to September.
Okay.
I don't have actual figures.
Okay, October through May then. Okay.
Right.
And you're held to this particular revenue figure by what the PNB to mirror what you were able to demonstrate the year before?
That is what they did last year.
Okay.
When we set up the budget last year, they said you cannot show us any increase in revenue over the prior year.
Okay. And the way we need to do revenue enhancement, and what revenue enhancement are you thinking of along those lines? We need to improve what we're offering in the way of premiums. Because premiums are what brings the money in.
Yes.
And we should be offering a whole package of additional things to do that, so that we appeal to people that have disposable income and can give it to us.
What do you mean additional things?
Well, I mean packages.
We're offering 600 premiums this time around.
Okay, well maybe we should cut maybe 400 of those. And have a better focus on what we're doing. Is there? I know there's some evaluation on the site, well, these are bikes, but have we had any evaluation of what the given premiums bring in? I know, for example, The Great Lies of History has been an all-star big seller amongst people.
The Monitor's been very generous.
And
oh, excuse me. That's not Barbara.
She's 9/11, I think, Barbara Heininger. But we need more things like that. We need all-star packages that can appeal to people that have disposable income and can give it to us, who don't have the time to research these things. That's the niche that KPFK should be inhabiting and enhancing. And I know I'm off topic and I'm done talking, but I needed to make that point.
Ali?
Yes, two questions. Could you go back, go forward two or three slides?
Mike, please.
Right there.
Okay.
Can you clarify what material world is again?
Maggie can clarify that. That's a foundation grant we got that we didn't use, and they've requested $25,000 to be returned.
Oh, no, I'd like to respond to that. We didn't use, the national office under Margie Wilkinson or whatever her name is, and Lydia, they stole the money. It's like, it's not, they what? Took the money, which was illegal.
Can you flesh out what you said, Maggie?
Yeah. There was a total grant of, I believe, it was $50,000. Some of it was spent on a design project to build out Studio A. Some of it was, in Maggie's right, appropriated by the National Office for expenses. Some of it was returned. Some of it wasn't. This was all before I got here, certainly long before Lydia was ED.
She was part of the PMB.
Yeah, she might have been. I don't know.
Who was ED?
Was it all? It might have been all during Marty's period.
Yeah. During that time, there was no general ledger being kept.
But anyway, that's the situation. They gave us $50,000. They're requesting $25,000 back. We have not, at this point, paid that off, and they have not been demanding of it. But it remains a debt, and it remains our obligation.
I didn't get to my second question. I kind of got sidetracked. The second point was, and I want to kind of piggyback on what Mansoor and Gray said, when the PMB doesn't approve a budget projection, that doesn't mean they're not approving ideas to increase income.
No, it doesn't.
So, but you're mixing apples and oranges when you say that they didn't approve your plans for increased income.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. I presented a budget with an increased income, which we have in fact achieved this year. They did not approve that.
Right, but then
now, the idea of coming up with a plan to raise more money, sure, it's a great idea, but I have a budget to do this month.
Sharon, that's 20 minutes on the question and answer.
Okay.
You want to attend?
No.
Okay. She only took 5 of her 20 minutes, so we got 15 overall in that 40-minute segment.
So we're over the time?
Well, it's 20 minutes for this. Leslie only took 5, which she had allocated
5,
20.
So we
took
have
15 minutes.
15 minutes for Leslie.
You want to continue that?
Do you want to continue with the question and answer? So we'll allocate that 15 minutes. I'm not seeing budget priorities here. This is the point of this, is you are supposed to tell me what you want to do about the budget. This is your chance for input into the budget process.
I'd like to move to extend the Q&A for 5 minutes. I really...
15.
15.
Okay.
She allocated it. Okay. So, why don't we just continue with the deck?
Yeah.
I think
Rezo,
you are.
Yes, Leslie, you have 4 or 5 jobs at this station. Operation manager, dealing with the website, leaking and plumbing, fixing, supervising. I saw the leak on the station and you were supervising. What this body could do to save some money? Every one of us, we could be involved. I saw you, looking at the leak, fixing the plumbing, and people are not coming to the station to help. What could we do? What could, as a board member, could come and help the station to save the money?
I'm going to tell you right now, there's all sorts of things you could do, from redesigning the website, to filling the phone room during the upcoming fund drive so we catch every call that comes in. We can certainly use your help. I could use some help with filing, to tell you the truth. We've had one of our finance committee members is offering to help in the finance office. That's a little tricky because most of that information is restricted. If you do plumbing, we need a plumber right now. I've got one on call for tomorrow morning, but I mean, you know, I have great respect for any LSD member who comes to the station and contributes a little bit of on-the-ground effort. That makes a huge difference, not only in my perception of the LSD, but certainly in the staff's perception of the LSD. We have volunteers now all over that station, afternoons and evenings, and very, very few of them are LSD members. The staff is noticing that, folks.
Right.
Okay. Did you finish? There was a question on the slide I wanted to respond about about revenue improvement and in looking at the savings that you're addressing that are being made. I wanted to compare that positively with the improvements that are being made in the budget and put some positive light that and give you a personal round of applause for the work that you're doing to show that these budget improvements are happening and the discussion and response to build that. Also, fresh from the ground, LAUSD, fourth year teacher, you know, when we're looking at the website, from a youth perspective of what I see with cell phones and how the culture is moving, like on the ground, like front lines work with the community. We also look at new listeners and getting new listeners. So are we, there's two debates about the age and the money or the topics that are at hand and how you're going to coordinate that with reaching the youth audiences. And so I would suggest that the website, I mean, it's the students would not, they would want to hear the music and support it. And what they could even provide, I mean, you have computer programs at high schools that are doing this work. So it is, there's no comparison to what the youth are really looking for to get involved with sound radio and free speech and creative arts and all that stuff. They're ready.
Yes,
but there's no
platform,
the domain, yeah. And I thought that there was a whole year, like last couple of years, of website improvement, and there was, you know, but and we don't see that. And so, where is the money coming? And do you want youth energy in there, naturally vibing in the place, or do you want the topics to change and people to sit back and only online payments? Like, what are we looking at? So, I wanted to give you proposals.
Okay. Ms. Fred?
Yes, you you said that the arbitration fees are around $2,000.
Close to the mic.
Yeah, you said the arbitration fees are approximately $2,000.
Closer to $3,000.
Okay. Does that include the fees of our Pacifica Corporate Council?
No, I have not seen that bill yet.
Okay, is that significantly higher than the arbitration fees?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the bill yet.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't be.
I just mentioned that in your planning for the fiscal year 2017 budget, used a daily a daily pledge count of $25,000. In the last fiscal year, in this current fiscal
you're
year,
right.
we have not.
You're right.
Even we have not had made that much money daily average.
We did in May.
May was May fund drive averaged $22,000 a day, which was $22,000 according to the numbers I've seen.
If you'll remember, there were 3 days where we picked up money, 3 or 4 days where we picked up money from KPFA. So you can subtract Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from the total day count because we were not pitching. You can subtract that money as well, and it comes out to about $25,000 a day.
Thank you. any case, that's considerably outside the range that we were picking up in both the November and February fund drives. And to base a fund drive income for next year on that high number is pushing things.
I am not. I am basing it on revenue to date plus the budgeted revenue for June, July, August, and September, which has not changed.
Okay, and that's the gross pledges. It doesn't take into consideration the cost of the pledge premiums.
No, that's money received.
I'm sorry?
That's money received. That's from the income statement.
Right,
the actual income.
That's gross. It's not net, which is subtracting out the cost of the fund drive.
Cost of the fund drive are based in expenses. They're already built into the expense budget.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a development cost.
Maggie? Statement was in regards to what Steve was saying about premiums, and I think that years ago what they were trying to do is steer away from the premium idea of raising money, but because of the fact that we're fundraising now every other month, so that's about 6 fund drives per year, that's we've become like a home shopping network.
Okay.
Which is really the opposite for loyalty of listeners. They're just tuning in and tuning out. Mm-hmm. So this idea of, you know, even in New York they do it. It's like you have to improve the programming because everything else is just a band-aid fix. So if you make money off, you know, these reruns, it's not a reflection of the station, of what you know, the real mission is. And I'm also in charge of media sponsorships. I did a report once and nobody even looked at it. So I'm very busy and at 80%, you know, raising a teenage son. So I'm not going to take a bunch of time to make a report of the money that the media sponsorships have brought in because as of now, in November, I think it'll be 2 years, I'm at, you know, at least $25,000 to $30,000 for the station. And I'm partnering with nonprofits and they're making major donations. I'm the only one at the station. Besides the event, the recent event that was successful. And
that's your 90 seconds, Maggie.
That's good news. So anyway, premium-based fundraising, no.
Thank you.
Sandy?
We got 5 minutes on this.
Okay.
They used to remove shows that didn't earn money during the drive so that we could make money. Why aren't you closest to the mic? Is this working?
Yeah,
get your mouth closer. Really close.
So why don't we remove the shows that don't make any money and put on shows that do during the drive?
And you do after the first week. We determine after the first week. Alan determines.
No, you didn't.
We should do permanent.
No, I mean during the drive. They remained on once it started making money.
We keep some of them on because simply we don't have enough of what we call evergreens, those shows that can fill in everywhere without running them back to the same show back to back. But those decisions are Alan's, not mine.
That's not what he says.
I do not. The only rule I've said is keep everybody on for a week. And he said in the last fund drive that he would keep everybody on for a week and he determined who was going to be pulled the second week. I do not pull shows during fund drive. I do not do it. I have never done it. I have never said to anybody you are on or not on during fund drive. Not once.
Did you have a point?
Yeah, can I just clarify something real quick? I have not seen the updated website yet on consent part, so I would like to finish with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Michael,
I don't
know.
Microphone,
please.
I need
to clarify that.
Thank you. I had a couple of questions and a proposal as far as priorities. I was on the National Finance Committee when the whole question of increased revenue for last year's budget came up, and the National Finance Committee insisted that.
Could you speak louder?
I was on the National Finance Committee last year when the whole question of increased revenue projections for the station and other stations came up. The consistent position of the National Finance Committee was that stations have to budget based on past practice and experience and provable revenue. And Leslie was directed by the NFC to come up with a budget based on what we actually raised in listener support last year, and refused permission to calculate any grant revenue or other off-air revenue that was not based on a proven track record. So based on that, and the recent mandate from the national leadership team and the CFO that local station boards participate in fundraising, I'm wondering if you have any goal in mind for the coming 4 months of the current fiscal year that the LSB should set for itself to raise funds for the station off air. Related to that, I saw in the KPFK folio or dispatch that goes out electronically, a goal you had set for increasing the amount of sustainer pledges so that we could reduce the number of days we spent in on-air fundraising. And I'm wondering if you could propose a goal for the local station board to participate in that development. Okay, my last statement very quickly on priorities. I think that the priority of restoring a local full-hour newscast would really improve. I realize that's a lost leader in some ways financially, but I think it would attract listeners and provide a basis for our public affairs programming to build off the news. Thank you.
Rolling through this backwards, I will say, first of all, yes, news does not bring in money during its airing, but I also suspect that there is a baseline, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to calculate it, of people who donate randomly, not for the show they're listening to, and this is probably pretty consistent with fluctuations for time of day, but, you know, lots of people, you know, they're not contributing to this show or that show, they're contributing to the station. And I think that's where we would, you know, see an
revenue enhancement
from improving the news. And I agree. I have approached the news department about doing a half-hour segment, and because of the reduced salaries at this time, they don't feel like they can. But we are moving in that direction. We've had those discussions. Hopefully when we get back on 100%, I mean, we still have problems. They still need more people. There's only effectively 1.5 people in our news department. That does not make a news show. By any radio standards anywhere, you can't do a half-hour news with 1.5 people. But we're working on it. We're working on it. Going back up your list, things the LSD can do as far as sustainers. If we had 35,000 sustainers, we could do this with 1 or 2 fund drives a year, just replacing sustainers.
How many do we have?
Honestly, it's really tricky to tell. I am guessing right now we have between 5 and 7, but the Memphis system does not distinguish very easily between people who are contributing over 12 months and people who have ongoing pledges. And we couldn't even get that figure for the first 12 months. We started the sustainer program in February or March of 15, and we would have to weed out all the people who gave over that 12 months since then, and I think now we could probably come close to a figure of people who are in the system now.
You have about 250 sustainers.
250?
That's right.
Damn, that's that. Okay.
Well, I don't think we can look at getting 35,000.
We have work today. We certainly do. And that is work you can do. And as I say, you know, we're planning a couple of events. Sharon, Dorothy, and I are planning some fundraising events, so we're going to be doing those. Again, you know, you will see in my written report, big shout out to the KPFK Spanish Language Programmers Association. That was a tremendous effort on their part. And one they plan on repeating. So there is that. And let me say to that,
timing's up.
I have always suspected, and it proves me true, that there are communities in this town who really don't like calling up and giving their credit card number over the telephone to a stranger. And I offered, when I got here, the option that if you could raise the money off air, you would stay on the air because you've met your pledge commitment. This is the first group that has taken me up on that in a significant way, and I really want to applaud them for doing that. I am, you know, if you don't, and I say this to all the unpaid staff out there, if you can't raise it on the air, go into your community and bring it back to us. I mean, I'll take it anywhere I can get it. If you got a rich uncle, I'll take it too. Any other questions?
Hey, Michael, the speaker's not working here. That's why we're not hearing anything. Maybe Abraham, our director's recording.
Chairman, do we have any time today to talk about further revenue enhancements specifically?
That's a new item.
That would be a fundraising committee.
Well, we got 2 minutes for that, and there's been no fundraising committee pretty much at all.
Something also to
address. All right, guys. All right, director's report.